CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you as usual by G4NJH. You can see the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own web pages, and also the details for the podcast are at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 28th of July 2019. Here are the main news headlines. ARIS Russia STV test transmissions. Learn how to build a medium wave radio receiver. New RADCOM basics out now. A Russian MAI SSTV event is planned from the International Space Station for Monday the 29th of July from 13:15 to 21:25 UTC. There will be a second session on Tuesday the 30th from 13:50 to 19:50 UTC. Transmissions are expected to be on 145.8 MHz FM in SSTV mode PD120. The call sign in use will be RS0ISS. This session is the routine MAI 75 activity that is only active for a few orbits. On the 6th of August, the RSGB invites young people and an accompanying adult if a child's under 16 to join them at the National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park for a fun and hands-on workshop where they can learn more about radio and electronics. The workshop offers a short introduction to wireless communications before moving on to the construction of a medium-wave radio receiver. Aimed at people between 10 and 18, all tools, test equipment and supervision will be provided. The event is organised by the RSGB, including a goodie bag for each young person, and the RCF is kindly funding the kit. There's a choice of two sessions, 9:45 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. or 1 to 3:30 p.m. Tickets are just £7, and you can book at tinyurl.com/RSGB-workshop. A new edition of RADCOM Basics is out this weekend. RSGB members can read it today by going to the RSGB site, where you can also find out how to sign up for the RADCOM Basics mailing list. Each edition of RADCOM Basics explores key aspects of amateur radio in a straightforward and accessible way. It's sent as an email alert to subscribers when each edition is published. This email provides a list of contents and a link to the articles on the RSGB website. This edition looks at using repeaters in other areas, using WSPR, and how to take part in September's SSB Field Day. Ofcom have confirmed their approach for innovation and sharing for mobile phones and wireless broadband in a number of microwave bands following a consultation earlier this year. In the case of the 2390 to 2400 MHz bands, they acknowledge the RSGB Spectrum Forum input made in March 2019. Typical amateur uses include data links, DATV reception and ARIS Ham TV downlink for schools' contacts. The Ofcom statement now confirms amateurs as one of the secondary incumbent users and the basis for our ongoing access. The original RSGB input and a link to the Ofcom consultation statement is at tinyurl.com/RSGB-2400 MHz. The RSGB convention takes place in Milton Keynes from the 11th to the 13th of October. Jim Loughlin, G4DKQ, will give a talk on a brief history of Baldock Monitoring Radio Station from its opening in 1929 as a receiving station for the Imperial Wireless Chain. Baldock Monitoring Radio Station has seen many changes throughout the 90 years of its operation. The talk will cover the milestones in its history up to the present, very different operational capacities of the station. On the 12th, as part of the contest university, Steve, G0KYA, will look at how propagation plays an important role in contesting and the tools available today for helping to predict for the big event itself. To book weekend packages or day tickets and to read more about the RSGB convention, go to the RSGB site. Celebrating 55 years of offshore radio broadcasting, the Martello Tower Group will be active as GB55RC between the 1st and 5th of August. Activity will take place from the MV Ross Revenge, home of Radio Caroline, moored in the Blackwater Estuary. If members of the public are interested in visiting the station, a fully insured tender will depart from Mercy Island at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. on the 3rd and 4th of August for the approximately 20-minute journey to the Ross Revenge. Details of the trips can be found on qrz.com under GB55RC. The RSGB Radio Communication Foundation is a sponsor of the Arkwright Engineering Academy. On Wednesday the 7th of August, an Arkwright Engineering Academy Foundation licensed training event is being organised by the RSGB at the National Radio Centre, Bletchley Park. The NRC radio room and the station GB3RS will be used for training and practical assessment purposes for most of the day. Whilst GB3RS will still be operation, it does unfortunately mean that the station won't be available for any visiting radio amateurs to operate. During the day, the NRC will remain open to visitors to look round, but we apologise for any disappointment or inconvenience caused by the radio room itself being unavailable. The G5RP Trophy is an annual reward to encourage newcomers to HFDXing. If you're an established HFDXer and want to recommend someone to be awarded the G5RP Trophy for 2019, now's the time to send in your nomination. Your nominee should be an up-and-coming DXer who is HFDXer who's made rapid progress in the last year and has some real achievements to show. Please send your nominations to Ian Greenshields, G4FSU, by email hf.manager@rsgb.org.uk to arrive no later than Friday the 6th of September. Now for details of rallies and events for the coming week. Today the 28th, the Wiltshire Radio Rally and Electronics Fair takes place at Kington Langley Village Hall and Playing Fields, Church Road, Kington Langley Chippenham, SN155NJ. Doors open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. with disabled visitors gaining access at 8:30. Admission is £2, there's a car boot sale, flea market and trade stands, catering is available on site, and there's an RSGB bookstall. For more information, contact Brian, G6HUI, on 07722 242 741. Today, the 28th, Horncastle Summer Rally takes place at the Horncastle Youth Centre. Horncastle Lincolnshire LN96DZ, £2 to get in, doors open at 10. Refreshments are available. Contact Tony, G3ZPU, 01507 527 835. This will be the last radio rally at Horncastle Youth Centre as the County Council are closing the building and new revenue is being sought. On the 4th of August, the 30th King's Lynn ARC Great Eastern Radio Rally will take place at Gaywood Community Centre, Gayton Road, King's Lynn, Norfolk, P34EL. Doors open 9 a.m, traders have access from 7 a.m, admission £2.50 with free car parking. There'll be trade stands and bring and buy. There are amateur radio pitches outside as well as tables in the hall. Details from Ted, G40ZG, 01553 768701. On the 4th of August, the Crian Larich Radio Rally, organised by Lomond Radio Club, will be held at the Village Hall, Main Street, Crian Larich, Perthshire, FK28QN. The doors open at 10. There'll be a bring and buy, traders and RSGB bookstall, catering available on site. Contact Bill, MM0ELF, at blueyonder.co.uk for more details. To get your event into Radcom or onto our GB2RS, or on the RSGB website, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We need about 4 months' notice, though, to get anything into Radcom. Now, the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. SB3PS will be active as Charlie 5SP from the Gambia until the 5th of August. He'll be operating SSB and FT8 on the 20 to 6 metre bands QSL home call. Sebastian F8BDQ will be active as IS0 stroke call sign the main island of Sardinia, IOTA EU024 until the 6th of August, QSL via home call direct only. Frank K3TRM will be active as J6 stroke call sign from St. Lucia, NA108 until the 3rd of August. He's operating SSB, CW and digital modes of RTTY and FT8 plus satellite on the 40 to 6 metre bands, QSL Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World, or via his home call, either direct or via the Bureau. LA/OK1XC and LA/OK3EE will be active from Flemsoya, which is EU056, until the 4th of August, QSL/OK1XC. RIC-AI5P will be active holidaystein as VK9APX from Lord Howe Island, OC004, from the 31st of July to the 10th of August. He'll be operating CW and FT8 on the 40 to 17 metre bands, QSL via AI5P. Now the special event news. Arrow Jamboree 2019 is a weekend camp celebrating the 90th anniversary of the Third World Scout Jamboree held at Arrow Park, Birkenhead in Cheshire. In the Wirral, the Wirral ARS will put GB2 APJ on the air from Helsby High School today, the 28th of July, using most bands and modes from 3.5 megs all the way up to 5.6 gigs. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible so we can give you free publicity. It's a licensing condition that stations using UK special event call signs must be open to the public. Now, the contest news. The big contest this week is the Islands on the Air, or IOTA contest. It runs for 24 hours until 1200 UTC today, the 28th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange a signal report serial number and IOTA reference. Today, the 28th, the UK Microwave Group contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using all modes, 5.7 and 10 gigs bands, the exchange a signal report serial number and locator. There are no RSGBHF contests this month of August, in the month of August. On Saturday, the 3rd of August, the 4th 144 megs backpacker contest runs from 1400 to 1800 UTC using all modes on the 2-metre bands. The exchange a signal report serial number, locator and postcode, starting at the same time but running for 2 hours longer. The 144 megs low power contest runs from 1400 to 2000 UTC. Exchange signal report serial number, locator and postcode, which is the same as the other one. The WAB 144 megs low power phone contest is also on the 3rd of August. From 1400 to 1800 UTC, the exchange for this one is signal report serial number and WAB area. On Sunday the 4th, the 432 megs low power contest runs from 0800 to 1200 UTC using all modes, the exchange is signal report serial number, locator and postcode. And don't forget that UK 6-metre group marathon runs until the 4th of August using all modes on the 50 megs band, the exchange is just your 4-character locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. Last week, HF was once again dominated by sporadic E openings. On Wednesday, FT8 contacts were being made across Europe on 28 megs, from Finland in the north to Spain in the south. It was a similar story on Thursday with S9 signals from the Balearic Islands to Norway. As we head towards August, it's best to make the most of these as the E-state season will start to fade quite soon. Other than sporadic E, it's been quiet on the HF bands in general. NOAA predicts that next week the sun will continue to be spotless with a solar flux index of 67. Geomagnetic conditions are likely to remain settled with a KB index predicted to be around 2 to 3. The solar wind is currently more settled, with speeds down to 300 to 400 kilometres per second range. However, a large solar coronal hole is making its way around the sun. Its equatorial position means it's likely to have an impact on the Earth. Our best guess is that this could be midweek, likely resulting in increased solar and wind speeds, an elevated K-index and depressed maximum usable frequencies. Now for VHF and up. There's a warm but unsettled theme to the weather in the next week, but like the last few days, this hot weather can produce some very strong ducting over the seas around the British Isles. This means that tropo is always a possibility during this period. The unsettled nature of the weather is also going to lead to some potentially heavy showers on some days, bringing with them a chance of rain scatter. We're still in the sporadic E season, so it's always worth checking for openings. They tend to favour mid-morning, late afternoon or early evening. Follow the jet stream charts on the various websites, for example propquest.co.uk, and use the daily blog to guide you as to which directions seem most likely to produce results. Sporadic E patches are created by the horizontal wind shear on the edges of these strong upper flows of air in the troposphere. These generate turbulence and launch atmospheric gravity waves up to the E region, where they produce vertical wind shear. The moon reaches maximum declination on Tuesday and perigee next Friday, so it's a good week for EME. Another propagation mode to signal for attention is meteor scatter, with two small showers this week peaking on Tuesday. The southern Delta Aquarids and the Alpha Capricornids are then followed by the major shower, the Perseids, in the next week or two, with a broad peak around the 12th and 13th of August. That's it from the propagation team for this week, and that's it also from me until next week.